With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Happy Eastertide, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that focuses on the rich tradition of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of great listening. Thanks for joining me. The octave of Easter, the 8 days following Easter Day, ushers in Eastertide. The season is full of spectacular music, and on today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to stirring and inspiring sacred choral and organ music from wonderful composers such as Charles Villiers Stanford, J.S. Bach, Ralph Manuel, Horatio Parker, and others. We'll begin by visiting the Cathedral of Notre Dame de Paris, where we hope music will once again resound within a few years. In this recording, the ancient plain chant for the Te Deum is sung in alternation with stunning organ improvisations on the theme by Pierre Cochereau. Organist Pierre Cochereau and La Matrice de Notre Dame performed, in alternation, the verses of the Gregorian chant Te Deum. Jean Revert led La Matrice de Notre Dame. Charles Villiers Stanford's Easter anthem, Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem, has been popular with choirs and listeners for just over a century, and incidentally helped secure the financial position of his publisher, Stainer & Bell. The words come from the 11th century St. Fulbert of Chartres, here set to joyous music by Sir Charles Stanford. Anthony Crossland leads the choir of Wells Cathedral, accompanied by Andrew Nethsinger. Ye Choirs of New Jerusalem by C.V. Stanford was sung by the Choir of Wells Cathedral, directed by Anthony Crossland. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Music of Palestrina was adapted in the 19th century by William Henry Monk to set a text translated from the Latin in 1861 by Francis Pott to create the grand Easter hymn, The Strife is O'er. That grandeur is enhanced in the arrangement we'll hear by Jeffrey Smith, who leads the choir of St. Paul's Parish, K Street in Washington, D.C. They're joined by the Washington Symphonic Brass and organist Bruce Neswick.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Smith led the choir St. Paul's Parish K Street in his own arrangement of the hymn, "The Strife is O'er." They were accompanied by organist Bruce Neswick and the Washington Symphonic Brass. The chorale prelude by J.S. Bach, "Christ ist erstanden," Christ is risen, is somewhat unusual in the collection known as the Orgelbüchlein, in that it sets more than one stanza of the hymn. The chorale melody itself is based on the Easter plain chant, "Victime Paschali Laudis," and in this setting, Bach presents three variations or stanzas of the tune. Joan Lippincott plays the organ at the chapel of the Princeton Theological Seminary. Music for Easter by Johann Sebastian Bach. Joan Lippincott performed the three stanzas of the chorale prelude Christ ist erstanden, BWV 627, from the Orgelbüchlein. She played the organ at the chapel of the Princeton Theological Seminary. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the most ancient hymns of praise in the Christian tradition is the Te Deum, dating from the 4th century and variously attributed to St. Ambrose or St. Augustine. Countless musical settings have been composed over the centuries, and it's frequently sung at great festivals such as Easter. We'll listen to a setting written by C.V. Stanford in 1909 as part of his service in C major, which included canticles for both morning and evening services. Herbert Howells, who studied with Stanford, commented that in this setting of the Te Deum, Stanford made a noble unity of its trinity of poems. The Cambridge Singers perform, led by John Rutter. Wayne Marshall plays the organ. Te Deum in C by Sir Charles Villiers Stanford. John Rutter led the Cambridge Singers, accompanied by Wayne Marshall, and recorded at Ely Cathedral. Thomas Foster took familiar words from Charles Wesley's hymn Christ the Lord is Risen Today and has set three of the stanzas to new and lovely music. Jeremy Bankson has orchestrated it in our next selection, Love's Redeeming Work is Done. The words take on a new meaning, I think, presented in this context. Tom Trenny leads the choir and orchestra of First Plymouth Congregational Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. Love's Redeeming Work is Done, with music by Thomas Foster and words by Charles Wesley. The choir of First Plymouth Congregational Church was led by Tom Trenny. The Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square perform next in the beautiful setting of Alleluia by Ralph Manuel. It's orchestrated here by Mac Wilberg, who conducts. Mac Wilberg led the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square in Alleluia by Ralph Manuel. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn The Strife Is O'er makes another appearance in a supporting role in our next selection, the grand anthem Light's Glittering Morn by Horatio Parker. The combined choirs of the Washington National Cathedral and Grace Cathedral San Francisco perform, jointly led by Douglas Major and John Fenstermaker.
Thank you.
Light's Glittering Morn by Horatio Parker sets words by John Mason Neal from 1851. We heard it sung by the combined choirs of the Washington National Cathedral and Grace Cathedral San Francisco, led by Douglas Major and John Fenstermaker, respectively. Marcel Dupré's Symphonie Passion grew out of an improvisation he performed at the Wanamaker department store in Philadelphia on his American tour in 1921. He was presented with four themes, which spontaneously inspired him to improvise a symphony depicting the life of Christ. We'll listen to the concluding movement, Resurrection, performed by Jonathan Ryan on the Stahlhuth organ at St. Martin's Church in Dudelange, Luxembourg. Resurrection from the Passion Symphony by Marcel Dupré. Jonathan Ryan played the organ of St. Martin's Church in Dudelange. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today, as we've listened to music to celebrate the continuation of the Easter season known as Eastertide. I hope you enjoyed the selections on today's program and found them to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.